What's the word, gang? We back with another one. Y'all thought it wasn't going to be no another. You hear me? I got my boy up in the building. What's the word, gang?
Man, it's all good, man. It's all good. It's Mr. Blue 720. I'm in the building.
Mr. Blue 720. Yes, Sirski. We back with another one, man. I don't know what the fuck going on. Tell
me
the hit your links and shit.
Oh man, Mr. Blue 720 on IG. New YouTube page. YouTube hating on your boy. Black Man Water Cooler Podcast. Type it in. I'm at 50 some videos. Trying to get the subs back up. I got to rebuild from scratch. Go ahead.
What they took your shit down?
Yeah, it took me down for some old stuff. You know, on my page, I'm all over the place. I cover a lot of things, so I was doing a lot of Fire Stick stuff in the beginning. And trying to get my thing in. They changed it. They changed the rules and the laws. And
you got those videos and tutorials.
I learned all that off of YouTube. I just did my own video. So yeah, they hit your boy.
Gotta hit the black man.
They hit me, so that's cool.
Hit your ass like, we need that, my boy.
It's all good. I'm back though. I'm getting. You know, it's crazy. I've been dropping reels every day. I get about like 800-900 views a day. You know.
YouTube.
Yeah.
I showed been throwing my little clips on
that motherfucker. Yeah.
I've been putting all Call of Duty clips on that bitch.
Yeah. I need to start putting my clips on there.
Yeah, I've been putting Call of Duty clips on.
I gotta disconnect my YouTube on my PlayStation and put the new channel on there because it's like on my old page.
Come on over to Xbox, gang.
Oh man.
Just come on over the Xbox.
No,
right?
Sir. No, sir. No, sir. Hey, I had an Xbox. Xbox
will always. What's wrong with the game?
Xbox will always be number two to me. You know.
Wow. That's disrespectful to me, though.
So, PlayStation was first. It was first. You know, it put the level of my heart in there. After Nintendo, after Sega, after Dreamcast. Exactly. You know, you got into Dino's PlayStation, you know, and everything else.
I ain't gonna lie, the best PlayStation had to offer for me was the PSP.
That's when
they went crazy. Like, yeah. That's when everybody had the, even if you wasn't no PlayStation nigga, everybody had the PSP.
Yeah.
You can a handheld. What? I'm playing NBA Streets outside.
In the streets? NBA Street in the streets.
Yeah, man, we just talking shit, though. You been straight, though, gang?
Hell no. Mentally, man, you know, this whole fatherhood and this whole, you know, trying to make everything work, it's rough. But I come to a lot of really realizations about our fathers and stuff like that. So, you know, it's crazy.
Nigga can't do nothing but keep on trucking.
Yes, all I can do. That's all I've been doing.
I'm gonna tell you, that's all I need to keep on doing. But yeah, we're gonna get right into it. Get into it, gang. We're gonna talk about your boy.
Your boy.
Now, that's your boy.
Yeah, it's your
Channing
boy.
Channing Chowder.
Channing, I'm a Channing dick rider Chowder.
That's the same nigga that said he don't be taking baths.
Yeah. The same, I go to the nudist colony with my wife. You out?
Yeah, wait, he said a lot of weird ass shit. He said a lot of weird ass shit, bro. But that nigga, that fucked me up. We talking about, yeah, I don't get in the shower.
Yeah, I can't.
Boy, you're a whole professional football player.
Let me tell you something. Men who openly admit and don't bathe regularly have given more than 5 women STD in their lifetime, and they okay with it. I'm sorry.
Nasty,
I'm just saying, man, I got some of that Black Bar African shea butter soap. I love
that Black Bar.
That Black Bar.
Shout them peoples out, man. He say he using his own shit.
Yeah.
It ain't that long. I ain't never used no shit like that.
Oh, it's busting. It's beautiful. Make your skin feel up, man. I tell you, good for our hair.
That's the type of shit that you say when you use that type of soap, you don't need no deodorant.
No, I ain't that never that. I ain't never had that. I didn't shade away from
You know what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, nah. You know, unless you're eating vegetables every day, green counts, you can decrease on your deodorant. But I've been I don't use deodorant that has aluminum in it. I've been using natural stuff. And I'm telling you right now, that got a time limit on. That got a good 9 hours and 35 minute time limit on.
I ain't gonna need a lot. That's crazy, gang. I don't even be tripping off deodorant like that. I be put sometimes I wear some deodorant. That shit be smelling good, motherfucker. I ain't gonna fake it. What's that shit in the blue thing to see? All the real niggas know what I'm talking about. little secret thing. I think.
Yeah. Secret. The degree. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's what we. I'm tripping. We way off. So we talking about. We way off. So
anyways, Shannon.
Anyways, Shannon to your boy,
Shannon Crowder again. On the internet, on Beyonce and Will Smith internet, this and Russell Wilson.
I think that nigga was saying that shit for shock value.
He
was saying a lot of.
But how you always like mentioning this man? Like, where if you like him, just say that, bro. I mean, he ain't so tight, apparently.
But I mean, niggas be haters though.
I feel that way. I feel that
niggas
he
be
is.
Haters.
You only did 6 years in the league, bro. So I mean, I feel like you really. Hey, you talk about that man wife, which was like,
yeah, that's too far. The shit with him playing a little music in the background, ain't nothing wrong with that, bro. I want to play some slow. That is kind of weird, though. Nigga playing some R. I don't know. Nigga playing some R&B
whatever
before they get on the field and go hard. I probably gonna listen to this motherfucking Bone Crusher or something.
Yeah. My like everybody don't have the same war plan, bro. It doesn't matter. You historically, you know, Genghis Khan had his, Africans had theirs, you know, Europeans have had theirs. Everybody doesn't have the same battle plan when they go into war. So that man listen to R&B to get hit and be calm and cool before you go out here and have to be an animal.
Well, that do make sense, though, because he ain't really trucking shit.
He's a quarterback. Exactly.
Yeah,
he's a quarterback. So you a linebacker. You supposed to listen to some trap music and some rock and heavy metal, rock and roll type stuff.
Type shit, type shit.
That's what you supposed to listen to.
You say that's some niggas on the front line. You gotta go hard.
Yeah.
Play some with a Bone Crusher, Pastor Troy on that.
Yeah, something that's destructive.
Nah.
You know?
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
I'm why niggas send me shit? It's crazy.
Oh, well,
you're
gonna do
your shit. Oh, no, that's cool.
Yeah, you.
Right. Yeah. Talk about your
goofy partner.
Yeah, Joe Biden.
Yeah, man. That's what we were saying, goddamn me. Yeah. Switch it up, goddamn me. My nigga Joe Biden's son out here smoking that dope.
And recording himself.
Doing that kind
of twerking. You twerking, bro?
What type time?
You twerking, bro? Really? That's what we do in our free time. Man. Look, the doing the drug part, not surprised. Look who your daddy is. Stop playing with me. We know it was inner crackhead in you somewhere.
You say somewhere.
Somewhere. Okay, we know there was inner crackhead in you.
Yeah, that shit was funny as hell. That shit was funny when he put the shit on the damn, he put all crack rocks on the motherfucking scale.
Right.
Like, what the fuck?
While listening,
she was weighing up, boy.
While listening to trap music.
Yeah, he was like, listening to some shit.
I'm like, oh my God.
What the fuck?
This is what.
And then he done sat in the motherfucking tub. Not the tub, that was a pool or something. You seen that shit?
Yeah.
Nigga done sat in the motherfucking pool and just. Smoked him a little crack pipe, like everything all cool and shit. Recording this.
That's what we do.
Man, yo ass, see, so retarded. That man crazy as hell.
Boy, that shit hilariously funny to me. I was like, "What is you doing, bro? Like, yeah. For real, come on, man."
Oh no! Why the fuck he
had
to do some crazy?
His phone got hacked. He probably sold it. He needed some more rocks. It's an iPhone 1500, man. Come on, man.
Nah, his shit about did get hacked. About did hack his shit. Trying to catch some shit on Joe Biden.
I see. Ain't nothing to catch. Joe Biden's crooked, man. He created the crime bill. He hated black people in the 80s.
They said that.
Like, you ain't see the speech he did in the 80s when they first made the crime bill?
Nah. Yeah,
oh, my God. When
they said he made up a lot of laws and shit. Yeah. Like, you know, to kept black people in jail and shit like that. Back in the day, he did.
We're going to keep them farm animals, them creatures in cages. What we going to do to them boys? Yeah. That's what he did. That's what he said.
Now all of a sudden he all for the people.
Hey, yeah, man. I love black people. Never hurt y'all intentionally on purpose.
Stop it.
I tried to help you. Negroes.
Oh, motherfucker slap in the face.
All right.
Stop it, man.
So we're,
stop it.
Nah. But yeah, we that's what we expected, man. Look, Caucasian children, especially of money and privilege, whack as a mug.
It's gonna be something wrong with them.
Yeah, I get the word.
Well, not all the time, but you know, it's all up to them type shit. But he most definitely was on some other shit. He thought that shit was cool the way he was doing it.
I'm just trying
to. It was just the way he was doing it. He was trying to look real cool doing this shit. Like,
look.
Hey, come on, man.
I get weak.
That's why I said the way he put it on the scale. That's why I said the way he put it on the scale, like it was some shit like some, you know.
Hey, I get weak.
Like, yeah, I got some.
I get weak. But anything white and powdered or crystals up or a rock for, I get weak. I get weak. I will let weed slide, okay?
You know? Crazy,
but anything that else, you a fiend, man. You are a fiend, my G.
Straight up, subway, right, man, my boy. Boy, you
something not right in the state of Denmark. What?
When you say stay your ass in Denmark,
that's a boy. So
speaking of Joe Biden, we gonna get on to my boy Charleston White.
This my kill boy, all man. The Bloods, kill all the Crips.
I ain't gonna lie, I like Charleston White, bro, cause he be doing all that shit, but then he turn around and be doing shit though. You know what I'm saying, for the community.
He ran away from Soulja Boy.
Ah shit,
I'm not letting that go.
I don't get into it. How you feel about that, man?
Soulja Boy's always been a bitch his whole career.
He an old man though.
Soulja Boy, you an old man. You better stab one of the kids. I'm telling you, stab one of them. Once you stab the first kid, the other kid's gonna fall. Fold like that,
man.
I ain't trying to hear that.
But a lot of people, they said that they like, man, dude, just be talking, bro. I ain't gonna touch that man. That's an old ass man. What the fuck look like?
So why did Soulja Boy run up on him? For that reason.
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Should have stabbed him.
Hit his ass with that. Get back.
The old man. I can't shake you, so I'll make sure.
Spray out on this man. All that goofy ass. That shit was
funny
as hell.
I ain't gonna lie, like
that made motherfuckers respect him even more. Like,
I could have shot you.
OG be talking all that shit, but he got something with him. He got a knife or something. So he got some shit.
I am at all
on him tripping now.
I admit one old person didn't have nothing on him. So you know that's cool. I can respect it.
You know that, you know, OG keep that little pocket knife in the back pocket and shit.
Switchblade.
Stop playing. Put one of you young boys down. Man.
But not like he shot value is one thing, but I ain't gonna say a shot value because a lot of stuff we saying be true. You know,
he be saying a lot of shit that niggas be scared of. Sorry.
Yeah,
a lot of them the rich people and a lot of them rappers and shit.
You know, activist community,
yeah, even politics. That nigga, he got videos of him going up in like the city hall and shit. All me hearing are cussing their ass out just the same way he talking. He talking just like that to the white people. That's why I like him too, because he be on the white people ass, boy. He be fuck them white people. Y'all are killing each other and shit.
But you saw the video. He's like, yeah, I had to rape my white woman. Yeah, you got to rape your girl every now and then. What is you talking about?
I heard something like that, but he said he said that shit was, I don't know.
Yeah, it's all fake.
I don't know. Yeah, he said the shit was fake because he was, like he said, he was like, man, I'm just talking shit. Because if a motherfucker knew that, if I really did some shit like that, all y'all got to do is pull the record up. You know, some shit like that, that's what he was saying.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, nah. But like we said, sometimes he do be saying some outrageous ass shit. Fuck, would you even say some
dumb shit
like that? He do be, sometimes he do remind me of old boy from the Boondocks.
Uncle Ruckus.
Ruckus. Right, he black. No relation. He racist as hell to black people. He do not care. That boy do not care. Goddamn.
Don't trust them new niggas over there.
Fuck no.
Yeah, Boondocks is hilarious.
Yeah, that Boondocks used to be my shit.
Oh, it's still mine.
They can do a little reboot of that.
They want to, but Aaron Magruder ain't going for it.
You got that shirt on. I said I was gonna try and get into that show, Rick and Morty.
Oh my God, 5 seasons too late. Speaking of too late,
I'm on Snowfall right now, so I don't really
I gotta get into Snowfall.
I don't really
Snowfall, Sandman.
Sandman, I seen it.
I saw some of it.
That's
right.
On Netflix, right?
Yeah, on Netflix.
Yeah, I seen that on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's going down at the end of this year, though. My shit coming out.
What?
That Halloween, nigga.
The new one?
It's coming out this year.
No, they got to skip a year. They got to skip a year.
I think it's coming this year, guys.
No, I don't think it's coming, fam.
They might skip a year. They might. They
should. They should skip a year.
They said this going to be the end, though. They said this going to be the end right here.
They got two more. They got two more. They got two more. Speaking of end of the year, Beyonce dropped the album.
Beyonce
dropped the album. Did you download it? Did you listen to it?
Fuck nah.
I bet you did.
All I heard was that song on the radio that keep playing.
I don't listen to the radio. I downloaded it because it's free. I got Amazon Music. They charging me $9 a month. Go ahead, give me everything what it is. She, like Drake, did a dance album, party album. It's the thing of, look, she changed the song. The word spaz is a bad word now. Did you know that?
Spaz.
Spaz is a bad word. Spaz.
Man, my nigga, yo, God, shout out to real niggas, man. Remember, yo, God, you said, I'm about to spaz out.
Exactly. Exactly.
What's wrong with spaz?
Spaz is an offensive word because it hurts the individuals who have seizures. And they happen to be a very large community that apparently listen to Lizzo and Beyonce. I can't name five Lizzo songs if a gun was pointed to my head or you offered me $1 million. So Lizzo changing her songs. Beyonce, though, I think is at the level of the game where you shouldn't have to change your lyrics or change your song.
So what she said, the word spaz, and they start tripping?
People that were mad at Lizzo, they prompted her to do it. So she changed the song. She changed the song, changed the lyric, and then she took the song. And then also, Khalees.
So you listen to the city then?
No, I didn't listen to it. I didn't. I listened. I'm telling you, I went through my phone last night. Friday night. Old Destiny Child came up. I put on my playlist. If You Leave, I Leave. Ariel from Next. That's an R&B classic to me. Baby Boy came on. Another old Beyonce song came out. Destiny Child. I like the other stuff. I don't like the new stuff. I don't. I'm not there yet. I heard Church Girl. Church Girl song is one I got to put on the list to because I was.
I ain't Beyonce cool, bro. But I used to listen to like the old shit my mom used to play. That was like Destiny Child.
Yeah, like definitely. That's like, look, that's, like I said, if you leave by her, like Destiny no Child. Destiny
but
Child.
I don't see why she changed her. She should have just left it the
same. But she also took some songs off the album, though, because it's digital. You know, there is no hard copy song. Things and devices don't want. So the song.
So she put some songs out and took the song back.
Yeah. That's what Kanye did with Donda. So she was. Okay, so Khalees got on there. She sampled a song from Khalees, a song that Khalees doesn't own. It's not her. Khalees doesn't own her masters, so she sampled that song, and Khalees said something, and she felt that she should have got a courtesy call.
A lot of them don't own
that
masters.
Facts, but she felt she at least got a courtesy call, and she didn't get one, and she said Rihanna stole from her too. Shock.
She said nobody call her.
Don't nobody call you. I wouldn't call you. I don't like you. I lost respect for Khalees a long time ago.
She might as well chunk it up. Chunk
it up.
They sampling your shit that I remain. That already showed your shit was good.
Right.
You don't need the reason. That's the respect right there. Shit, if they gonna sample that motherfucker, shit.
I'm trying.
They could have sampled a million things.
But they sampled your music.
They sampled her shit though. That's just what that shit. That be making them old people back hot type shit.
Mm-hmm.
For real. But she should have left her shit the same, though. Motherfucker, I don't know why they be doing that, though.
They scared. They ain't gonna lose a couple dollars. But you a billionaire. I'm confused.
At this point.
You a billionaire. I care less than the fuck what I got to say here.
At this point.
Buy my music.
At this point. Hell yeah. She'll be all right.
She ain't got no choice but to be all right. fucking calls me.
Go ahead, straighten up.
Okay, so speaking of straighten up, Kevin Gates is about to drop a CD. He'll be here next month. He'll probably be a pops. let's Kevin Gates, Mr. I can jump your car with my bare hands. He's on the Breakfast Club. His last three interviews have been crazy.
That's really funny. Ass.
I told her not to tell nobody because
I had seen the video. The dude was like reenacting that shit. That shit was funny.
Oh, yeah. I saw it on TikTok too. So I got a clip. Okay, so he dropped a single, but a month ago, 2 months ago, he dropped a single talking about oh my god, what was he talking about? He's talking about Beyonce, Rihanna, who else? A couple other people we know. But the Breakfast Club asked him a few things. Number one, they asked him, do you wish people the best? Did you see that?
I think he said some shit about people he don't like or some shit like that.
I'm finna play the clip.
Why would I throw away all of this behind a peon, a peasant mindset? Why would I throw away all of this behind a peon, a peasant mindset? If you did something pussy or malicious to me, that just show me where your mindset that you a peasant. But I ain't wishing the best for you. I don't care what the fuck happened to you.
Yeah, now I'm not wishing the best, but I'm just not.
You just said
best.
You
no, wish. No, and I said I would cut off access to you, and but I, you cut I, off I would be successful.
I don't wish the best. I might say that. Hey, stay blessed. Yeah. Boy,
today. Now that's real shit.
I ain't gonna say, boy, fuck you down today. Boy, I might think you. That.
Hey,
listen, I'm going to say what everybody scared to say. I'm not with that politically correct shit.
Yeah, so
now that's some real shit, though. Motherfucker, you ain't got to, you know what I'm saying? Speak it out loud all the time. You feel how you feel. You know what I'm saying?
So you comfortable with that, right?
Ain't nothing wrong with him saying that.
So
I
think I got the video. Am I having this phone? He got the video. He's on the track talking about, oh God, I want to say Meg Thee Stallion, Beyonce, Rihanna.
I heard this.
All of them.
That was going too much, though.
Was he? I think I want to. Oh, here it is. I got it right here.
I can't wait to have your feet facing my ceiling with my tongue deep in your ass while I kiss all on your kitty. Put that dick deep in your back and make you come all on his missile. Put your hands behind your back and smack your ass on me, your kitties. Ain't no disrespect to jig them in through nips. That's my nigga. Don't know if they in the swing of Beyonce. Need to let me hit her. Make a piss all on his dick respectfully. Let her body shit up. I want niggas. She need Kevin. She still playing around with Kenny.
Kevin Gates is my spirit animal. I expired. I live.
So that's what he said, right? That was me in the back end, right? So they brought it up in the interview. And this is what he had to say about it. This is what he had to say.
We had a big discussion about this when you said it on the radio, right?
What I said?
When you were talking about Miss B, talk about another man's wife.
Yeah, what I said.
I don't know exactly what it is. I don't want to quote you, but talk about Beyonce.
This ain't no disrespect to jig them in through lips. That's my nigga. Don't know if they in the swing of Beyonce. Need to let me hit her. Make a piss all on his dick respectfully. I'll buy the show. That's one of the most beautiful women in the world. I can't be a fan.
Yes, you can.
I can't be a fan.
Absolutely can.
I'm sitting in a trap out around the monsters just looking at TV. Just, man, I swear to God. When I said that, everybody feel like that. They just scared to say it. I ain't scared to say it.
What is respect for another man's wife? That's why.
I said respectfully.
I don't mean respectfully.
I meant it with all due respect.
I think it was.
I don't even want to have this conversation.
But I was just asking.
That's scared of Jay-Z.
Of course, if somebody said that about your lady, your queen,
you're
your
supposed
wife
to. That'll feel good. You're supposed to fantasize about what I got. Nigga, I'm living your dreams every night. Yeah, I'm punching dick in her living your dreams. What? I don't want nothing don't nobody else want.
I get it.
That's like if Angela, you and my lady. I'm not trying. I'm only being illustrative, if that's a word.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
If that's your lady. If you my lady. Now, and I know all y'all just
y'all want my woman. And I'm about to walk up and give you a big hug and grip that ass in front of me. Yeah, I don't care.
Right, but somebody that's not on your same playing field saying, I will fuck the shit out of you and whatever it may be. Stick my tongue in your ass and twirl it around like a helicopter.
I do all that.
Pull a nipple up.
I do all that to my wife. What's up?
So you wouldn't feel the way if another man said that about your wife.
I wouldn't give a fuck.
That nigga lying.
I don't care about what nobody think about me or what nobody say.
You heard what he said.
I live my life every day.
And you still would have the same respect for that individual.
Man, I wouldn't give a damn. I'm living your dreams, nigga. You saluting me.
I believe that Kevin Gates is also freakier than the average.
He said the truth. But again, though, you find out he was lying about his wife and everything. She cheated on him, got pregnant. She got pregnant on you, bro. Hey, come on, son. Come on, my guy.
Niggas be lying. But man, yeah. You don't want nobody all up saying all that shit about your wife, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now, bro. It's a respect thing.
Shit. Nigga, square up.
Oh, God, I'll beat your ass.
A square.
What you talking about?
I mean,
taking tongue out of my wife's ass. Right. Man, hey, man, stop playing, bro. Jay-Z, I'm pretty sure Jay-Z heard this shit. Ain't no telling how that man feels. Shit.
Jay-Z ain't gonna do nothing, bro.
I don't know. He probably, but shit, at some point, you can tell he don't care saying shit like that, though.
He don't.
He like, shit, fuck that. I don't want to meet Jay-Z. Okay? And now everybody else like, that's the most, I need a verse from Jay-Z, and I'm a retired rapper that. He on the nigga. Fuck Jay-Z. He gotta be, because you ain't never finna get.
Nothing.
You ain't be Rockefeller. No, nothing. Rock Brunch, nigga. You ain't going to. None of that shit. They're one of the strongest motherfuckers in the rap game.
Bro. Yeah, true.
But shit, that's the OG right there.
Yeah. Easy, though. Easy. I don't think he really tripping that bad.
Who? Yeah, bro. He tripping, bro.
You was telling me about a young YMG.
Oh, boy, he got his ass.
No, the one beefing with Dirk that he cool with.
Oh, they had a video about that shit too. He was talking about how he was cool with old boy, FBG Duck and shit like that. He knew him before he passed and shit like that. And he said they kept on telling him, like, don't speak on that shit. Mm-hmm. I guess, like, you know, like they publishers and shit like that. I guess they was telling him, like, don't speak on the shit like that. Yeah. He said, dude was a real street nigga, though, and shit. I say, damn, that's what's up, though. That's what's up. A lot of them talking about this shit because they be trying to down dude ass for real. But like then, like uplift old boy, Lil Durk and King Von and shit. But they both do the same shit though.
I've never heard a Lil Durk track.
I'm pretty sure you have.
I have not.
You probably have, but you never realized it.
The song he got with Drake, I heard.
I know you heard the song he got with Drake.
Yeah, but I never heard one of his songs though.
One of his shit by himself?
Yeah, I ain't heard that.
You got some shit.
You say
you got some shit.
I believe you. I believe you.
He's nice. Yeah, all these niggas been out here getting killed by the motherfucker. All they speaking of motherfuckers getting killed, that's my old boy Jenny Young getting killed.
Yeah, they just stopped the funeral procession for that. Celebration, homegoing celebration.
Oh, they had they had that motherfucker quit. They don't be playing 9 days, boy. They be having them motherfuckers. Some motherfucker passed, they be having them motherfuckers.
Yeah, they don't wait a week no more.
You that hit on me. Back then, motherfuckers wait like a week, 2 weeks. Wait for the family.
You know what, Carlos did a joke about that. Carlos Miller did a joke about that. Carlos said, black people don't die. Something white people do. Black people pass. You go to work, they're like, hey man, you heard of Steve? What happened, Steve? Steve died. Oh God, when's the funeral? It said today at noon. White people go to lunch, go down their lunch break, go see the body. That's it.
You hear me?
Now you just talk about a black person. Hey man, you heard about Carlos? What happened, Carlos? Carlos passed. Oh, when the funeral? In January, bro. In January.
Real shit.
Carlos,
for that ball.
Carlos Miller. Shout out to Carlos Miller, bro. Yeah, man.
That's funny as hell. I remember we had went to see them couple. We won't see them a couple months ago. They was here.
Yeah,
at the Shapers.
They either here or about to be back. One of them.
Them boys hard though. They just be, them boys be just freestyling on stage. They hard. They hard. How they just be freestyling. They don't even. You can tell they don't be having shit written down or none of that. They just be.
On oh, they practice.
Yeah,
they
I'm
practice.
Pretty sure they practice.
That's why I stopped watching Wildin' Out, bro.
They be going. Them niggas be. That's why especially I started, moving with the crowd type shit.
That's why I started watching Wildin' Out because when I found out they rehearsed, I was
I ain't seen that shit in so long.
When I found out they rehearsed, Jeff Hilarious got mad at something. It was like, you niggas can't come to rehearsal. Wait, y'all rehearse? Nick Cannon said in every episode, this is freestyle comedy at the top of the dome.
How these motherfuckers up there
I'm rehearsing. How shit dare you?
Yes.
I started watching.
Hey, I can bet that because they got a whole tour and all.
Yeah.
Hey, they about rehearsed. They can't just keep coming up fresh like that.
Not like that. Now, with the only podcast, that might be like, you know, a little bit unscripted. But for the most part.
On me. Yeah. So, topic, goddamn me, we're going to end this bitch off like this. The Brittany Griner situation, gang.
Yeah, we're going to come back and talk about that because we don't feel the same way.
How you feel about that?
We're going to come back and talk about it.
All right.
We back. This is the top five segment, last part of the game. We got a big topic that we need to discuss with everybody. Brittany with a G. The WNBA player who went to Russia and was caught with her weed pen and sentenced to nine years in prison. America's devastated. Everybody wants to blame everybody, but mixed emotions. So Lil Boosie said something, and y'all know how much I can't stand Lil Boosie as a rapper. Mm-hmm. And I really can't stand him as a influencer, but he had a lot to say about it. And I'm going to play what he had to say.
Boosie a real nigga, man.
Really retarded.
This girl get 9 years for a weed pen. And the USA ain't doing nothing about it. You tell me that. If that was Taylor Swift, it'll be a peace treaty right now. It'll be a slight, they'll be drafting to go to war for a weed pen. 9 years. What that show for black women in the United States and the vice president as a black woman, you supposed to be on the front line. You supposed to be on the front line to get that black woman out of jail. 9 damn years. Y'all up in this world.
Okay. I'm going to let you go first.
No,
I'm gonna let you go first because once I go, I don't think you're gonna.
Boosie funny as hell. I'm gonna say that right off the bat. He funny as hell. He doing too much talking about she needs to be front line and all that shit like that. Because she black and she got, you know what I'm saying? Nah, all that shit. That's cool and all that, but shit. Hey, motherfuckers can't do everything. You can't be everywhere all the time. You know what I'm saying? Shit. But I feel like America, they do need to go a little bit harder, gang. A lot more harder. They do. They should have. Because if that was a black NBA player or something, they would have got that. They would have got him out. You know what I'm saying? Which I can't say they would have got him out. But who knows? You know, the whole thing is bad timing. We had war. More. They got war going on and all type of shit. So I just feel like the whole thing is just bad timing. And shit, you know how it is. If you take some shit across state lines, nigga, that's trafficking. You know what I'm saying? Let alone taking the shit to another country. You know what I'm saying? So that was dumb on her behalf too. You know what I'm saying? She forgot to own up to their mistakes. That's how I feel about it. Type shit. How you feeling, man?
Bullshit. Let the girl eat them 9 years.
Let her get the 9 years.
Let her eat them 9 years.
Make her as an example, huh?
She got to. You knew before you went over there we was at war with them people. Okay. We're not even at war with them people. They at war with one of our allies. They at war with one of our allies. You went to college.
You don't got to play in the WNBA. You ain't got to play overseas. That's a choice. That's a choice of your career, what you want to do with your life. So when you choose to do anything in your life, there are consequences, good or bad. You chose to go play ball over there. So with you choosing that, you're not at home. Number one, Bill Burr said this in his last comedy special. The WNBA isn't failed by America. It's failed by women. You, Nate, what team is she on?
Sure, I don't know.
What's her stats? What's her man name? She ain't got a man. She got a wife. See? Trick question.
Nah, I know she got a wife.
Trick question. Don't nobody care about this girl. Y'all caring about her because she's American overseas. Now, so I'm looking up this clip. Okay? I'm looking up this clip. Orlando Jones, the actor. Orlando Jones is in this movie called Criminal. Criminal is a movie about a crocodile and about a crocodile in Africa that's eating up folks. Hey, it's eating up folks. It's been eating up people for decades. Okay, late classic. Remember the movie?
Yeah.
It's the same movie except it's in Africa. So the crocodile, the gator crocodile name called Basco, right? And he goes around the liver. He's eating people for decades. But this white lady goes over there and gets stuck. Now you're sending your Thai reporter, your Thai military specialist. You're sending a whole science corporation over there to get her. America don't do nothing until a white woman involved. Until a white woman is a victim. They can abuse and rape her all they want to and they own when she's in America. But let her go out across the water, go anywhere across the street.
My nigga.
No, that's my bitch. Let me go get my bitch. And I'm going to fuck up anybody to fuck with my bitch. That's America's bully gang mentality. Brittany Gaynor ain't white, though. She black.
Right.
Okay? Now, I'm mad about it for multitude of reasons. Number one, you black and you a celebrity. You an NBA player.
No.
You know the rules don't fit you.
Know that.
They ain't never fit you.
You got to be extra cautious.
You ain't supposed to go nowhere and do nothing out of the way. You black. You think because you're not even a millionaire. You're not even a millionaire. But you trying to get there. You trying to set up your brand. Career.
She, everything, whatever she had going, over with.
You breached the contract. Because now that they don't get their money back. So they're going to have to recoup from your family. You black, you knew you went for the route. Number two, it's a weed pen. It's against the rules. You an athlete. Why is you smoking? You an athlete. What's so stressful in your life? If it's that stressful, stop doing it. You making excuses. You making excuses.
That's why I said that. But then go back to what I was saying. Motherfuckers need to take accountability.
It's all accountability. Everybody needs to shut up. What is that with your niece? You got your niece and your cousin and your daughter. You don't give a damn for. It's too many people here not caring about. Boosie, number one of them. Your son can't be gay. You putting hookers on your son. Shut up. You's the same dude that was telling women, show me your pussy lips, I'm gonna give you $1,000. And wonder why they took down your Instagram page. Twice. Shut up, stupid. What's wrong with you?
Snap on my boy. Shout out
Boosie. That's your nigga. Yeah, I ain't claiming that clown.
Boosie, my nigga. Boosie hard, man. He one of them niggas. Whatever they can say, he still can't get counseled.
I'm just saying.
He can't counsel Boosie.
He retarded in every sense of the word.
We know that. That's why he can't get counseled.
Ain't about counseling. And no, cancel culture is fake, bro. It's fake.
I mean, I know that. I'm just saying. So yeah. It don't really be mad at what a motherfucker said.
It don't. It don't. I'm just saying, shut up. Like, because you're stupid. You can't say nothing. Like, you all your music heard in 2020 was, fuck these hoes. These hoes ain't shit. Fuck these bitches. You ain't have not a damn white girl in your track. You was talking about your woman, the same black woman you trying to repay with the same black woman you was misusing and abusing decades before.
Mm-hmm.
So now you want to be protective? Now you want to be, save that black woman. Get on the front line. We need to go to war for her. You can't name this girl stats. You ain't been to we ain't see got one picture of you at an in WNBA game. We've never seen you at a WNBA game. it's all clout. Clout, you clout chasing when you already got it. That sounds greedy. Sounds greedy.
They got it all, but still can't accept. Still want more.
You want more for what? For what? Hey. Then you got the little emotional football dude that won the Hamer Turning Award. She's suffering. She's supposed to. You broke the law.
Who are you talking about?
I don't know his name. I got a couple clips of him.
Oh, you talking about the dude with all them charges?
No. Not Deshaun Watson. No, I'm talking about a. No, he's a host. Emmanuel something. No, not the comedian dude. Let me see if I can find a clip of this dude. I just don't feel bad for her. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I don't feel bad for her because you knew better. You supposed to be better.
If you knew better, you do better.
And it's like, oh well, if it was LeBron, LeBron wouldn't be in there. LeBron's not gonna get caught with his dick out like that. LeBron has a team.
Yeah, they'd be all up to people, man. They got to take right. accountability and responsibility, man.
Where's your team at? That's my question. Where is your team?
You the only one in this bitch caught with a weed pen.
Right. How you get caught with it?
I can see if it was like 5 y'all ass or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
you the only one?
Damn.
And I don't lie. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I'm building conspiracy. Sound like a setup.
Ain't no telling.
I could be with that. But why you cop to it? Because you were smoking? You was already in the wrong. So now you going to take the blame. You be finna be real gangster, huh? You ain't finna snitch to nobody, huh? Yeah.
She over with.
You done.
Probably just take the blame because she know that shit hurts.
Yeah. You finna have a baby when it come out. You know how them Russian prisons is? Russian prison is worse than American prison. Shit. Hell good finna knock you up. Are you finna be hell good? You finna be all tattooed up.
Yeah. See, hopefully
that prison's
sweet.
No, it ain't. No. Norway and Sweden prisons. Hey, Switzerland prisons. Oh, they're nice. Like college campuses. They living off the land. I don't feel bad for Brittany Renner, bro.
No, I said I'm pretty sure that shit probably nice or something. Most of them overseas.
Not Russia.
No, you said they should. Yeah, I can't imagine Russia.
You're Europe? Yes.
Yeah, some shit like
that. Yeah, but anything else, trash.
Nah.
I don't feel sorry for Brittany, man. I feel like the situation is being overcompensated. Everybody's picking their side and their viewpoint over it. But at the end of the day, you're a black woman who broke the law. They already don't want you to be successful. They already don't want you to be rich. They already don't want you to travel. They don't want you to have no ideas, no opinion. You're supposed to be a slave. You're supposed to be a product.
No, how that shit go.
And now you go out here and act a fool.
God, of course they did.
Yeah. Now, they did try to negotiate with her and trade her for a terrorist. I think that would have been a bad move.
Yeah, they said a killer or something.
Yeah, he was a Russian spy who ended up killing a lot of Americans. A lot of collateral damage. He got his target, but he had a lot of collateral damage. We never talked about the collateral damage. They only talked about collateral damage because the spy he killed or the spies he killed. You know, were not talked about situations, unsanctioned situations.
Type shit.
Right. So that's the kind of part of the conversation they don't want to have.
No, it's 2022.
Yeah. So
I can't even be believing spies still real.
Oh, yeah. It's always going to be real. Yeah. It's crazy. There's a movie where this man, he faked being an MI6 agent. And was having people go into hiding, and then he was telling them he a spy and loving them up, and then like 7 of them got together to bring him down. It's a movie on the internet right now. It's crazy, but yeah, Brittany Gaines, the situation I'm gonna say this, and then I'm gonna let you have your piece. When you in Rome, you do as the Romans. Whenever you not at home. You don't get to make the rules. You gotta you not playing. This isn't your game. Your game is on the court. You're a ball player. I play video games. That's my realm. That's my world. I set the rules. I set the limitations of what it is. I feel like she didn't do that. Your team was trash. Your agent was trash. You should have been. If it was illegal, they should explain to me that Google thing again.
Oh, I don't even remember how I did.
You go for this video going to be on the Black Man Water Cooler podcast on YouTube. Check it out. Afro Beginners on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. I'm going to change the name to Black Man. I'm painting it back to Black Man Water Cooler. So keep both of those in your tabs. On trays. We in the building. We doing this again. And it's amazing.